It's the rare they are the asshole. Am I the asshole for telling my wife to bring my youngest daughter with her? I have two daughters, Elise and Addie. Addie is also my wife's daughter, and Elise is from a previous relationship. Remember when I said that people are bad at explaining things? Like, why is this phrased as if it's like a brain teaser? Is this one, like, the doctor is a woman? Is that how it goes? The doctor was the kid's mother? I have two daughters. One of them is also my wife's daughter, and Elise is from a previous relationship. Okay, I understand. Elise used to only visit every other weekend, but 2 years ago, her mom died, and she moved in with us. Since then, my wife has taken Elise out once a week to get lunch and dinner and shop and get their nails done, go to the beach, as well as taking out Elise for ice cream or hot cocoa after her therapy sessions. You're already in hot water on this one, my man. My wife takes Addie out, but not as much as Elise, and when they go out, it's usually just to the park, then for ice cream or to the zoo. Yeah, she's 4 years old. She's a little kid. I'm not going to take a little kid to the manicurist. She's going to the zoo. That's like a top tier. That's a top tier outing, man. I've been to the zoo like 6 times in my whole life. They're planning an overnight trip in a beach town a few hours away for Elise's birthday, and Addie's upset she doesn't get to go, so I told my wife to bring Addie with her. My wife said Addie wouldn't like most of the stuff they do together, and even if she did, all of her attention would be on Addie, making sure she doesn't run off or get hurt. I told my wife Addie's upset about not getting to go with them. She needs to make it fair, but she snapped and said that Addie gets the majority of her attention every day, and this is her making it fair to Elise. She left and is refusing to talk about this again. I just wanted to know if I'm the asshole. Yes. You gotta admit, when you write the post and are in control of the tone and the content of it, and you still come across like the asshole, I bet in real life you're like even more in the wrong. Not to put too much pressure on the guy, but I'm not saying he's like a war criminal, but. Yeah, okay, so he's kind of the asshole. Why is he the asshole? Couple of reasons. One is, you know, these kids are 15 and 4. You have to treat a 15-year-old differently than you treat a 4-year-old. And vice versa. You know, a 4-year-old requires substantially more maintenance and supervision. And a 15-year-old, you're starting to get them to the point where they're going to be entering adult life, you know? You got to allow them to start experiencing stuff that's more contemporaneous of their age. And, you know, I hate to say it as well, but, like, if you're going on a trip with a 15-year-old who, by the way, lost her mother and goes to therapy all the time for it, which makes perfect sense, you know, a 4-year-old is going to cramp your style. I don't mean it in like, oh, so my other kid is coming along, gross, you know, what a drag. But I mean, you're going to have a different experience going out, you know, on a trip with, a 15-year-old and a 40-year-old and a 15-year-old, a 40-year-old and a 4-year-old. Anyway, on top of that, your 4-year-old needs to learn that not everything is for everyone. Like, the kid is not an asshole for being mad. The kid is 4 years old. But, like, kids get mad at stuff all the time. They, like, for no reason. Like, I cried over, you know, as a kid, I cried over, like, the dumbest things you could possibly imagine. When I was 3, I watched Beetlejuice. I was traumatized for, like, years. The username is Wife Trip, which is kind of hilarious. Yeah, I still get upset over useless stuff. But anyway, long story short, you're the asshole. I do also want to throw in like a potential caveat here, which is that it kind of seems like you want her to take both kids so that you can have some time to yourself. So you're like a little bit of a super asshole if you're using the feelings and emotions of your four-year-old as like a cover because you actually just want some time off, which is a natural reaction for sure to want some time to yourself. But, you know, you could also just take care of the baby or the toddler, I guess, yourself. Anyway, you're the asshole. Good Lord, your wife is being a great stepmom to your teenage daughter who just lost her mom. Small kids get upset about not being able to do the same things their older siblings do, and that's normal. You as a parent have to deal with that disappointment. This is also normal. It's part of being a parent. Make it a daddy-daughter weekend. Do fun stuff, build stuff, put a putter in her hands, whatever. Is this person work at Topgolf or Dick's Sporting Goods? It's so specific. The weekend daddy stuff is now up to you. Can you make it fun for her? Comment removed by moderator. Removed by moderator. Removed by moderator. Removed by moderator. Comment removed by moderator. Removed by comment. Comment removed by moderator. What happened here? Oh, no, no, no. Definitely he just wants an alone weekend. I know people are like, they whispered. Look at his posts. I don't want to look at his replies because then, you know, it's like cyberbullying him. But I could guess based on some of the replies in there that probably wasn't reflected that well on him. I gotta know how this one goes, man. Am I the asshole for walking out of the house after the host told me to feel free to leave because she doesn't like people in her house? This just happened like an hour ago. Backstory, dating this guy and his best friend was having a small party, if you can call it that. Whoa, hold on. Rude, but also good one. There were 10 people there at most. I wasn't invited, but boyfriend, for lack of a better term. What the hell is going on? She's so sassy. Told me it would be okay if I came. Usually I wouldn't go somewhere without an invite, but since this is his best friend's house, I assumed he knew the situation better than me. I show up, go inside, meet the best friend, and she didn't know I was coming. Boyfriend says, hey, this is who I told you about. I wanted you guys to meet. The best friend turns to me with a straight face and says, yeah, it's all right, I guess, but feel free to leave because I don't really like people in my house. It's probably the weirdest thing you could say to somebody when you first meet them, especially when you're having a party. So I left. I turned around and walked out without saying another word. Now, to be completely fair, my boyfriend was shocked. He came after me and said that he had no idea that she would react that way, but she was just having a bad night and we should go back in and everything would be okay. Obviously, I left. He didn't come with me. But now he's texting me and saying that while she was a bit rude, I was even more rude for just walking out in front of everyone, and that made for a weird vibe with all the other friends who were there. So, am I the asshole? Did I overreact? Hold on. Context. There's a language barrier here. She speaks Greek/Italian as first languages, and I English. So, honestly, her intent was questionable, but the look on her face gave me a weird vibe. Okay, the rest of this I'm not worried about. I English. my hunch here. I mean, first off, I've occasionally said something, maybe not to strangers, but like I've said something rude as like a joke, or maybe I thought it was a joke and the tone was bad. They took it literally, and it has happened before, okay? So I'm putting myself in the mindset of the host who maybe thought she was telling a joke. Like, wouldn't it be weird if someone who just met you told you to get the fuck out of their house? And then they're like, whoa, hold on. You didn't get... I was joking, you know? I'm saying it could happen, But it no matter what kind of an asshole joke from the host, language barrier accepted. But the boyfriend, come on, man. The boyfriend didn't... The headline here should not be, am I the asshole for walking out of the house? Really, like, it's not... If the host wants to be an asshole in their own house, then so be it. Not, you know, my prerogative. But the boyfriend staying at the party after they left is, like, damning. That's terrible. Boyfriend, in my opinion, is the asshole. Honestly, I'm inclined to think that the OP in this situation actually is kind of based. It's like not the asshole for one, but even beyond that, like I'm giving you a promotion. I'm saying, why be? You're based. To have the stones to when somebody says, feel free to leave. I don't like when people are in my house to begin with. To just turn around and walk out, honestly, that's commendable. I give OP the base award. Not the asshole your boyfriend and his friend are. He didn't come with you when you left. That's an asshole move. P.S. Does she have the hots for your boyfriend? See, that's why I did. I thought about the... You can't know that in advance. That's the thing you read into it for sure. But still... Look, you can't look at this and just from one sentence be like, they were definitely hooking up. You don't know. They might just be a dickhead. Can I kind of say that the host is based as well? I mean, I think that they said something that was rude for sure, very impolite. But if you actually don't like people... in your house, and then like you invited 10 people and someone brought a plus one and you're like, feel free to leave because I don't like strangers, then I'm kind of like, you know what, fair enough. Everybody's based here except your boyfriend, who is an asshole. Some of these headlines, like this one. Sorry, okay. Originally I was gonna say, Am I the asshole for not telling my friend's daughter the truth about being a paramedic? That's just I want to know how that story goes, but I don't know if I can not read this one. Am I the asshole for talking about my aunt's watermelon ass? Dan, you ready for this one? My son and his friend put up a tire swing in the yard for my grandchild. I posted a picture of me swinging in it on Facebook. My aunt, dad's sister, commented on it saying, I hate skinny people. This is one hell of a start. I'm not one for Facebook drama, so instead of commenting back, I called her. I basically said, I don't talk about her watermelon ass, so she shouldn't be talking about my... Oh, now all my aunts, five of them, are mad at me because apparently skinny people can't be body shamed, and I should have told her first that I don't like those comments instead of straight out calling her on her watermelon ass. He keeps typing it, man. I don't think I'm the asshole. Because it's not like I told her I'm skinny because my sisters and I have always exercised more, so we didn't inherit the family watermelon ass. But skinny is also something I didn't have to really work for. It's just how I am. Edit. I accept my everybody sucks here verdict, but I'm going to take that to mean I suck and so do all five of my aunts. If I'm going down, they're going down with me. I'm going to be honest. Okay, I've been doing this for too long. I slipped into the react mindset. I was going to say not the asshole, but they are kind of the asshole, but they're also based. Even though it was a private call, you didn't have to say that your aunt had a watermelon ass to her face. you could have just said, hey, I don't like when you leave those sorts of comments on my Facebook. I don't appreciate it. It makes me feel bad. That's one thing. Using the phrase, I basically said that I don't talk about your watermelon ass, so you shouldn't talk about my weight. While hilarious, kind of makes you an asshole. Being an asshole in response to having someone be an asshole to you, still, look, it doesn't make you as much of an asshole as the patient zero asshole. But it does make you a little bit of an asshole. You could have handled it better, but I'm glad you didn't because the story was so entertaining. Can you imagine if you were listening to that phone call, like maybe, you know, they were doing the call while you were on the couch or something like that. Yeah, well, I don't talk about your watermelon ass, so you shouldn't talk about my weight. I can't even imagine. Oh, man. The ones that are not the asshole are so good. By the way, record lowest margin fees by stockbrokers.com. Borrow against securities at low cost with Interactive Brokers. I'm only going for the asshole ones now. Am I the asshole for yelling at my stepfather when he suggested he could walk me down the aisle? I gotta know, man. I gotta know. Am I the asshole for yelling at my stepfather when he suggested he could walk me down the aisle? So 2 weeks ago, I got married to my husband, 25 female, 26 male. When I was 6, my mom and dad got divorced, and 3 years later, my mom met and married Fred. The YouTube guy? Who had basically been my surrogate dad for all these years because my biological one hasn't been a huge part of my life. And Fred's kids are basically my siblings. On last minute, my bio dad decided he didn't want to come to my wedding and walk me down the aisle. I got the call while I was getting my makeup done, and I was devastated. Needless to say, Fred was in the room, and he started comforting me, telling me it would be okay, and he said, if you want, I could walk you down. Okay, look. You can see how this goes. She's upset. She just had a staggering emotional blow. Fred, here's what I'm inclined to say if this goes where you expect it to go, okay? Fred steps in knowing that this is a stomach on top of a hand grenade. He knows that there's a decent chance that he's going to take some collateral damage as a result of this. So I'm inclined to think that Fred knew he was going to take a bullet here and has no, even though maybe she was an asshole to him, I bet Fred was like, no, she's not the asshole. You know, Terry's the asshole. Sometimes you gotta, you know, the right thing to do is to offer, and then when you get clipped, you're like, you know, I knew that could happen. That rubbed me the wrong way. I was already a mess emotionally. Fred knew how much I wanted my bio dad to walk me down the aisle, and he just suggested it like it didn't matter at all. Okay, she's kind of the asshole for even now, 2 weeks later, still thinking Fred is a dickhead. You can be angry in the moment, but 2 weeks later being like, he still did something wrong. You got, with the benefit of hindsight, should make this a little bit more apparent. I hadn't just gotten my heart broken. I just snapped and told him he was selfish and told him to get out. Fred left and one of my uncles ended up walking me down the aisle. I didn't expect it to turn that fast in a single paragraph. My mom only heard about mine and Fred's fight after the wedding, and she is now pissed off at me, telling me I overreacted and I need to apologize to Fred, even though I was just frustrated, and he had suggested something totally out of left field. She needs a copywriter. What do you mean, suggested something completely out of left field? It's like the most inevitable suggestion of all, like, you're the stepdad. Can you imagine being the stepdad And then, like, you're in the room with her. Her bio dad, deadbeat, calls and goes, I can't make it or whatever. The footy's on. Plus, my fiance is at the hospital 3 hours away, selfish lady. And then she's crying. And then in her head, she's like, you know, if anybody asks me to help, then I'm going to freaking snap. He's there like, oh, awkward. Well, it's obvious he's going to suggest that he's going to walk you down the aisle. He's like your dad at this point. Anyway, Fred, what a dickhead, dude. Yeah, he's going to be like, that sucks. Peace out. I should go check on your mother. My mom told me I was the selfish one, apparently, and apparently I'm ungrateful. Selfish, I don't know. That's tough. Ungrateful, yes. Extremely. But I feel like his suggestion was completely wrong. And then I don't need to apologize. But I don't want to make things worse by not apologizing if I did do something wrong. Hey, if this is real, and you believe in the sentence that you're saying here, which is, I don't want to make things worse by not apologizing if I did do something wrong. I'm only a few years older than you, but I want to give you some advice. Just apologize. You can apologize sincerely, not being like, sorry, I guess. You can apologize even if your heart's not 100% in it. You can recognize someone else's feelings were hurt by your actions and be the bigger person and be like, hey, I am explaining the context for why I was upset to begin with, explaining why to some extent I still feel like I was in the right, but also at the same time I apologize to you because I know that I hurt your feelings and your relationship as my stepdad who raised me for the last 16 years. It means more than like this one little flashpoint emotional incident that we had. If I was Fred, I'd be like, first off, because I'm checking Am I the Asshole every day, I would be like, great job. I'm glad Reddit told you to apologize. Guess what? You can't borrow the Beamer tonight. You got to take the Ford Escort. And your honeymoon? It's not Honolulu anymore. Hold on, there's a great... It's not Honolulu anymore. But don't worry, I made reservations at Benihana. but Fred, he seems like he's better than that, okay? He seems like he's better than that. Let's see what happened. You're the asshole. You just said your bio dad... Oh God, it's a numbered list. You just said your bio dad wasn't involved in your life. Your stepdad was your dad growing up. Your stepdad didn't impose himself at all until your bio dad flat out rejected your request. Your stepdad was trying to be supportive and you rejected him. If he hadn't offered, would you have been happier? Stop projecting your anger at your bio dad on your stepdad. 43,000 upvotes. Rough. Biking Ames. Based. She just got blew up. Oh no. I do it. The asshole comments are too easy, man. It's like you just open it up and you feel good. The not the assholes are like, they're so much more reasonable. Hold on. Watermelon ass. I gotta know this one. Am I the asshole for not telling my friend's daughter the truth about being a paramedic? Please don't repost anywhere. Okay, you know, then let's not. Okay. Am I the asshole for driving away from a hiking trip with my boss's husband? I recently... Female, 26, moved to a new city after getting a job. I've been having a hard time making friends. Most of the people I know so far are from work. We all get along, but we aren't close. More like acquaintances. Very reasonable so far. My boss, Sue, has been very welcoming since I moved. She often has us all over for dinner. She loves to celebrate whenever there's a baby, birthday, big milestone on the team. Last week, I was out to lunch with Sue and a few other coworkers when Sue told me about a hiking group her husband runs and how it's a great way to meet people. She said he'd be leading a hike on Monday, and the whole team should go since it's a holiday. Monday was my birthday, but I hadn't told anyone. I didn't have any other plans, so I said yes to the hike. These are normal people so far. I can't wait to see what kind of monkey wrench fucks the whole thing up. I drove to the meeting spot on Monday, which is kind of remote and up in the hills. Nobody was there when I arrived besides Sue's husband, Greg. Okay. I asked him where everyone was. He said no one else could make it, and it would just be us on the hike. It was early morning and still dark, and I didn't know Greg other than seeing him in passing at Sue's house. I knew he was probably a nice guy, but I felt nervous going hiking in a dark, remote area with a man who's practically a stranger. Completely reasonable. In fact, Greg probably should have sent something to the group chat that was like, hey, we're calling it off this Monday. Because I wouldn't feel comfortable going on a walk with a stranger as well in the dark. He could get murdered too, but I guess he's not that worried about that. I called Sue and she told me that something came up with her kid, but I should go. It'll be worth it for the view, etc. I still felt unsettled and asked Greg if we could postpone for a day when others can come. He got frustrated. Yo, spinning machine, thank you. Thank you for the gifted subs. He got frustrated saying it's no big deal and we should hurry up and start. Red flag. I was more nervous at that point and thanked him before saying I was going to head home. That upset him even more, and he came toward me and asked if I thought he was a serial killer. He seemed angry, so I panicked and jumped in the car saying I had to go. He kept yelling at me to stop as I drove away. Would a serial killer do this? I was on the way home terrified when Sue called me. Apparently, the hiking trip was a cover for a surprise birthday party the team was throwing me at the lookout point. Oh, come on. She found out my birthday through Facebook, and Greg was supposed to lead me there. I felt terrible and offered to drive back, but Sue was pissed and said I ruined it for everyone and made Greg feel like a creeper. Now the environment at work is tense. Sue and my coworkers only talk to me when they need something, and they didn't invite me to team lunch. I feel like I really messed up. Possible fake story, okay? If this is not a fake story, in my opinion, the biggest assholes are actually the coworkers. Like, your boss and her husband being deluded because they were too close to the source, it happens. Your team members who can get a bird's eye view of the situation and could completely understand why you thought you were going to get murdered by your boss's husband, being like, we're going to ice you, that's a dickhead move. The boss should have led you there for sure. You're not the asshole. And this might even be controversial. Nobody involved is the asshole for setting up the surprise party. A little bit of like the dumbest way possible to do it. Like, hey, we're colleagues or acquaintances. At best, we're going to throw a super sketchy situation to lead you to a surprise party. Not the way you should do it, but pretty dumb. Not assholes necessarily. Everybody icing you afterwards, huge assholes. If this story is real, you're obviously not the asshole. Of course. Get in the van, it's for a surprise party. I love the idea. It does make more sense now. Like, if I was leading a hiking trip and only one person showed up and they were like, I'm gonna leave, so I don't think you're gonna murder me, but just in case I'm gonna leave, I would be like, yeah, that's perfectly reasonable. That makes complete sense. But I certainly would not just go, hey, what do you think, I'm a serial killer? But if there was a surprise party like a kilometer away and they were relying on me to get the birthday person to the surprise party, I might get a little, I'd be like, no, come back. I'm normal, you know? Like, that might get me to be angry. Not angry. You know what? You're right. I probably would have just been like, hey. But that would have been so much creepier if you're like, hey, There's a surprise party for you. All your friends are there at the top of the cliff. That would have been like way scarier, I think. I'd be like, I don't know. It's just a bad situation all around, I would say. Yeah, just don't do that to begin with. Okay, let's find some assholes, man. Let's find some assholes. I did like this one. I had to know where this one was coming, man. Am I the asshole for not giving up my bed to a pregnant woman? My grandma is on her last days. Probably not the asshole in this situation. And wish to see all her grandkids for the last time. So my family came up with a plan to visit her. We're all adults in our 20s, didn't want to deal with the airport chaos, so we decided to drive Los Angeles to Durango. We rented an 8-seat van since it was 6 of us, my 2 brothers and their wives, and my cousin. The day of the trip, we find out one of my sister-in-laws, Anna, invited her sister, Ruby. I need to bust out the whiteboard. Invited her sister Ruby to come along, said she wanted to get out of the house and because we had extra space. This is not a real story. Nobody in history, especially someone that's pregnant, is going to be like, I've got nothing else to do. Let's go on like a 20-hour road trip. That's just, it's unbelievable. It undermines the rest of the story. Everyone was okay with it, but I was a little annoyed since I wanted my cousin with cerebral palsy to ride more comfortably, but it seemed like he was fine with it, so I didn't worry. Yeah, okay. Look, if the story is real, there's certainly a lot of factors in here baked in from the get-go that make it seem like OP is absolved of all possible judgment. I drove the first 7 hours of the trip. We'd already booked 2 rooms with 2 queen beds each in advance. One room was dedicated for my 2 brothers and their wives, and the other for my cousin and I. When we were heading to check on our rooms, Ruby asked, by the way, we don't want to deal with the airport chaos. Having 10 adults get their passports scanned, get a ticket, sit in a chair, arrive at your destination, picking what restaurant to eat at in the terminal. So messy. Who needs to deal with it? You know what we'll do instead? I will just drive. We'll book several hotel rooms. And here's the room that you're in, everybody. And, you know, like, this way easier this way. We'll rent a car. We'll strap in my cousin who has cerebral palsy. This should, what could possibly go wrong, right? We get into the room. I'm not even reading the rest of the hotel stuff because come on, just take a... If you said, we're not going to fly because it's expensive. Okay, if you said we're not going to fly because of the mess, this is like, I mean, this is, it's like a 45-minute flight, man. Anyway, not to mention why Ruby wants to be involved with this to begin with. Oh, you guys are going to go see, you're going to go watch your grandma die? Well, if you got space in the car, I got nothing going on. That sounds like it could be exciting. It's just none of the story checks out at all. If it's real, I'm being very insensitive and I apologize, but okay, Ruby immediately asked where I'm sleeping. I stayed quiet, but then laughed because I thought she was joking. I explained to her that we were sharing the bed since my cousin with cerebral palsy needs his own bed. She said Anna told her she would be getting this bed and she needs to have her own bed because she's pregnant. I told her, no, we're sharing this bed. She quickly became upset and called her sister to come talk to me. Anna, of course, sided with her sister. I was furious at this point. I drove 7 hours. I just want to sleep. Can I say something? Another unbelievable part of this? What kind of freak says, let's go on a road trip? I love road trips. 7 hours of driving, they're like, I'm so freaking zonked. I need to pass out. That's not... I don't like road trips. I've driven 7 hours in a sitting. I'm not like, I gotta go to bed. I'm like, let's get dinner or something. It's a long drive. But you chose to do the road trip because it sounds like fun. All right, I lost chat on that one, but regardless. If you love road trips so much, you can't complain about 7 hours. That's just my two cents. I drove 7 hours. I just wanted to sleep. I told her she could sleep with me in the bed I paid for. Eventually, everyone from the other room comes over. There's an entire argument among us with everyone taking sides. I was told I was being selfish because Ruby is pregnant. I'm sorry, but I offered her to sleep with me, not to kick me out of my own bed. There's so many bed-based stories on Am I the Asshole, huh? I didn't realize how many stories about bed sharing are present here. Okay. I will fight everyone before I sleep on a floor or a hotel room I paid for. When I get out, there's going to be carnage. Eventually, I laid down on one side of the bed and did not move. They tried to wake me up so I could move, but I wouldn't budge. I just laid there until they left the room. Eventually, Ruby laid down on the other side of the bed, and we all woke to the next day. There's tension among us, even though we're back in CA now. Anna, her husband, one of my brothers, and Ruby think I'm a selfish person for not giving up my bed to a pregnant woman. On the other hand, my other brother and his wife, as well as my cousins, side with me. Even though I do feel bad, I still offered Ruby a space. Am I the asshole? You are a fiction writer, and this would be a great sketch comedy sketch. That's my thought on this. I also want to interview Anna, the pregnant woman who thought, because she's got nothing to do. Like, when you're, it depends how pregnant you are to begin with, I suppose. But if you're, let's assume, you know, she's like 4 or 5 months on, you're getting, you know, morning sickness. You got a bowling ball in your abdomen. Your mood's going up and down. You've got gastrointestinal issues. You got to take, like, you get random cravings for stuff. You want to nap at 2 p.m. You want to wake up at 4 a.m. You got to take prenatal vitamins and folic acid every single day. Who is like, let's go on a road trip, like the most inconvenient way to travel, especially on top of being pregnant to begin with? And then it's like, you don't even get to like Coachella at the end. You just get to, you know, watch someone else's grandma in hospice. It's just a weird story. If true, everybody sucks here, but mostly I just want to interview the lady. Anyway, am I the asshole for telling my sister what she said is a HIPAA violation? Probably not. Okay, I'm looking for red flare. Am I the asshole for not paying half of my boyfriend's rent and bills? There could be some meat on that one. There could be some meat on that one. Gonna try and be brief here due to the character limit. Well, that's a first. My boyfriend, 26 male, and I, 24 female, have been dating for just over 2 years. We never lived together. Well, I would say you're not the asshole then so far. That's, if you don't live together, then no, you shouldn't be paying half his rent. My boyfriend took a job in a different city 2 hours away without asking me for my opinion or telling me that he'd applied for it. It was his dream job, and so not taking it was never an option, he said. He never asked me to move with him, but even if he had asked, I wouldn't have been able to. I live in the same town as my parents, who are both ill, and I wouldn't want to move away while they still need me. My job is also here. The city he's moving to is also nearly twice as expensive to rent in. This obviously caused some friction between us, and we nearly broke up, but I ultimately agreed to visit him regularly. That's a lot of context to start with. Also, secondarily, I don't understand what your boyfriend could possibly be mad about right now. When you move to a city without asking somebody and they're like, no, what are you going to, you can't be mad. Since he moved, I've gone to visit him once or twice a month for a week at a time when COVID allows it, and it's not cheap. The train to see him is about $50 each way. We don't live in the U.S., but that's the current conversion rate. So I'm spending $100 to $200 each month to see him. And I pay half of any grocery shopping we do. Okay, this I feel like I'm unschooled again. I do love, you can tell, at first I was like, maybe they're Canadian. Then I realized they must be European because they think a $50 train fee is like egregious. Whereas in North America, if you take the train one stop, it's like $300. I'm not, this is not like money lording. Like, oh, you think that's expensive? It's just genuinely, in North America, the rail infrastructure means that taking a train is unbelievably expensive. Well, maybe not in the Northeast, okay. But on the West Coast, for sure. But I think this is a situation where maybe in Europe you could take the train from Amsterdam to Belgrade for like $75. Train to my nearest city is $7. That's crazy, man. Anyway, sorry, I get mired in the logistics a little bit. I pay half of the grocery shopping we do. I also rent my own apartment back in my hometown. When I visit him, I stay at his apartment where he lives alone and pays $975 per month in rent. Okay, I understand. Last week, he told me he wants me to start paying half his bills and half the rent for when I come to stay with him. Your boyfriend is stupid. I don't even need to read the rest of the story. It, like, he's got an okay thing going here. You really want to spend half of your time together doing, like, an Excel spreadsheet of, like, well, you were here from the 11th to the 19th. The month, this is February, it only has 28 days, so I'm going to need you to pay half of a third of the rent. And then also, this is how much data we used over this. Like, just become an accountant if this is the kind of stuff that gets you hard. This is, I understand if you need the means, but this might be like a breakup situation in this case. Like this, it does seem like a Cash App question for ninth grade unschooled. Okay. I told him I wasn't okay with that for a few reasons. He's the one who chose to move to an expensive city without any of my input. Yes. Can I add as well, as maybe this is too technical, but his rent is inelastic. Whether she's there or not, it's going to cost $975 a month. I'm assuming, like, I don't know how much electricity costs there, but I can't imagine that, having one more person in the house would raise the water and electrical bill by more than, like, 10 or 15%. Like, it just seems like a little, it just seems needless, you know? I told him I wasn't okay. I already pay $100 to $200 on train fares to see him. Now, what she is not noting is that, sure, she's paying for the train ticket, but she also gets to go on a train ride, which is a lot of fun. So, if anything, I don't know why she's trying to act like that's a cost that she doesn't want to bear. It's like being on a pedestrian roller coaster. So, that's the first time I think that maybe she's the asshole. I have to pay for my own apartment. If I paid half his rent, my cost of living would be higher than his for a situation I didn't choose. He replied that it wasn't fair that his bills increased when I came to visit him because of the water and electricity. He's actually not her boyfriend. He's her landlord. I told him my train fare was the equivalent of that, and also much more expensive than just my portion of the water. So if he wanted me to pay half the bills, then he would have to pay half my train fare. This wouldn't be fair as he's not the one taking the train, so he shouldn't have to pay. My own twisted brain actually came to the conclusion of where this guy was going. Oh, I'm supposed to pay half of your train fare and I don't get to even get the thrill of going on the train? Oh my God. At this point, I just told him, pay half my train fare, or we both move somewhere that isn't expensive, or I stop visiting. He told me I was unwilling to compromise, which apparently is just doing whatever he says and not suggesting anything else. And the atmosphere has been frosty ever since. I don't think I'm being unreasonable, but I've spoken to a few friends, and the opinion seems split, so I'm putting it to the Reddit hive mind. Seems pretty split. Not the asshole, and I think you're on to something with the option to stop visiting. Haha, yeah, that's pretty much where I'm at right now. All right, sounds like you know. My ex-husband bought a house without discussing it with me and quit his job without discussing it with me. Who are these people, man? This is crazy. Your husband bought a house without asking about it? Not the asshole. This guy is not a keeper. I love, dude. It's Jim from The Office. It's such a great line. I asked him to pay half my train fare. He said, why? I'm not taking the train. Oh, man, that's so good. All right, we got one more, I think. Am I the asshole for saying I'll see you there to my ex's aunt telling me I'm going to hell? Forget that. I don't know if that's a story you come up with in your head in the shower after you had an argument. I just want to see one more asshole situation. Asshole, am I the asshole? Mother-in-law refuses to check baby's sugar levels? Am I the asshole for not letting my son move out? Come on. Am I the asshole for telling my brother not to bring his wife to family events? Oh, League of Legends. Oh, no. This is the longest post I've ever seen in my life. I come from a very orthodox family. There's certain rules for women in my family, like not wearing revealing clothing, such as jeans, makeup, or roaming around alone at night. That's the problem with Western women. They're always doing crazy stuff, like putting on denim pants and roaming around at night. You talk to any American woman, you ask her what she likes to do. She's like, I like to put on my Levi's, just go roaming. Not really with like any kind of purpose or goal in mind, just kind of, you know, feeling it out there. I'm aware that most of it's unfair, but they won't change, and I can't move out without losing all contact with my family. A few years back, I started attending this language class. My parents agreed very reluctantly, as long as you don't wear jeans, no jeans. I don't want you showing off your body in those incredibly stiff denim pants. And became friends with a girl there, introduced her to my older brother who would pick me up from class. Long story short, they fell in love and eloped. Probably the most work that long story short has ever done. My mother was devastated. She cried for days and blamed me for introducing that witch to my brother. My brother moved into an apartment pretty close of ours, but maintained his distance and gradually died down. I'm assuming that the brother didn't die down. There's the controversy. Until this year, when they finally decided to reconcile. I thought they would tone things down and slowly get my parents to approve of their marriage. It was naive of me to think that. My sister-in-law only wears short pants and skirts for every family event. She's wild, man. She's like Madonna. She talks about moving to Europe, never having kids, and everything else that would give my mother a stroke. She has the luxury of saying all this and running back to the safety of her house. She's got the luxury of living her life how she wants to, and then running away to a place that she probably partly pays for, while I sit here with no choice but to deal with my mom's insanity. I'm the one who has to sit through the aftermath. The minute she leaves, my parents start yelling about how much shame and bad luck she's going to bring our family. They also never forget to point out that none of this would have happened if I hadn't gone to that language class. That seems fair. I repeatedly asked my sister-in-law to just wear normal clothes. Can you stop with the freak stuff? The short pants? Come on, like, you're enjoying this, aren't you, you sicko? Showing up wearing your short pants and skirts? Can you just wear some normal clothes for a few hours? But she doesn't listen. I guess this is her way of rebelling or getting revenge. Recently, my older sister gave birth to a child, and there's plenty of ceremonies that are to be performed. These ceremonies are huge. Most of my relatives will be attending. I can only imagine the fights that will start at home. My brother called to ask me if there's something he could do. Fucking asshole. Dickhead. I straight up told him not to show up or show up without your wife. He called me an asshole and said I was just like our parents. Oh, I know that the only people in the wrong here are my parents. You're half right. You're half right on that. But I know them and I know they won't change. And I don't think wearing different sets of clothes for a few hours is a big deal. And if it is, they can just not attend. So I think I'm not the asshole, but maybe I just can't see it. So tell me, Reddit. English is not my first language, so ignore my mistakes. Your English is fantastic. Your language class, if that was what it was for, really paid dividends. You're very erudite and articulate. Unfortunately, the content of your posts is batshit insane. I'm also terrified because the edit is probably three times longer than the original post. So let's see what kind of context we can get here. Edit. I live in a South Asian country, definitely do not have the resources or the support to leave my family, at least not right now. Okay? I have no issues with what my sister-in-law wears. If I was, I never would have even befriended her, which I did before she married my brother. Thank you very much. I'm a free thinker. Just because she's wearing jeans, I mean, I don't judge someone just for the choice of pants they choose to wear. When I said she talks about being child-free and moving to Europe, I did not mean she should not do so. What I was trying to say is she's aware that this will upset my parents and will still bring it up in front of them. I'm guessing most of the comments are from people in the West. It might be easy to walk away from your family where you live. Family is everything you have here. However, I asked for judgment from an impartial source, so I will accept whatever verdict I get. Can I tell you, that's all fair. I can't disagree with that. I will also say, and okay, they did also say they're going to be turning 17 this year. I walk back a little bit of the foul language I use. That I assumed they were in their 20s. So, by the way, your English is so good. That's crazy. At first, I was like, your English is great. And now I'm like, your English is amazing. We're walking it back. And I also understand when you're in... I understand at least the idea. You know, I've lived in essentially the same culture my entire life. When you're in a culture that has a different opinion than somewhere else, I'm sure that, you know, some of the statements that seem ridiculous to somebody who's grown up in North America, it seems perfectly normal, and someone that grew up in the culture wouldn't actually see anything wrong with what they're saying. In my defense, thinking that jeans are revealing is really funny. It's actually like one of the funniest things, in my opinion, that's ever been written anywhere online. Have you ever seen JNCOs? Maybe JNCOs would be okay. I just love the idea that she's showing up in jeans, showing off. Just showing off in a revealing JNCOs. Whispering all the time. Anyway, sorry. So, continue. I thought I mentioned my age in my post, but I didn't. I'll be turning 17 this year, so no, I just can't leave. Very fair. Leaving would mean running away, and they'll just call the cops to bring me back. That part probably didn't need to be said, but I get your point. So there's no point. My brother doesn't see anything wrong with how my parents treat me. His progressive only starts and ends with his wife. He will definitely not let me move in with him. Your brother is not the asshole here. Why are you being so rude to your brother? Your brother is just out here living his own life. And all you're like, he's a dickhead because he won't let me stay with him. I don't know. Like, you're 17. The whole situation is fair if he's a teenager. It's definitely more fair. But he is kind of the asshole for asking his brother not to bring his wife to the the wedding or the ceremony. Some of you send really nice messages, but there's also a lot of mean ones. So I'm sorry, but I'm not just going to open any of them. Fair enough. Since most people have voted for asshole, I'm going to accept that. For an update, nothing has changed in the positive direction. My brother was really annoyed with the way that I spoke to him yesterday. Since I'm younger than him, he might also be annoyed because you said, don't bring your wife to the ceremony. Has nobody brought this up to OP yet? I feel like it would save a lot of problems. Maybe it's cultural that you don't talk back to somebody that's older than you in your family, but also, I think cross-culturally, you don't tell your family, like, hey, you can come to the party, but don't bring your wife because she's skanking it up in her Levi's. There's a silver lining, though. I called my older sister and told her what happened, and she's asked me to come stay with her for a week under the guise of helping her prepare for the ceremony, so hopefully they'll forget about this by the time we meet next. I did reach out to my sister-in-law, but she hasn't responded, which I guess is fair. I did send her an apology. I also want to apologize to all the people from the West for implying family isn't as important to you. I was very angry when I wrote that. I had a whole night to think about it. It was definitely wrong of me, so I'm very sorry. That's pretty impressive for a teenager. Probably getting piled on here, not the least of which by me as well. Like, that being said, I can only speak from my own position, but I was like, I think you're kind of in the right. It sounds like your family is probably more important than I would consider the average North American's family to be. I feel like a lot of the other, like, did you see what the lady said to her stepdad? When her stepdad was like, maybe I can walk you down the aisle, and she told him to go get bent. I don't think that would happen if the shoe was on the other foot here. So I don't think he was totally out of line. Anyway, verdict on this one, long story short. Look, it's like real court, okay? If you're 16, you can still murder somebody. Like, you could be charged with murder. But my hands are tied. I can't condemn you to being an asshole because you're not of the legal age to put in asshole prison. So, as far as I'm concerned, did you commit the crime of being an asshole? Yes, in my opinion. The context adds a lot to this, as I'm sure it would add a lot to every situation. However, you did tell your brother, hey, come to the ceremony, but don't bring your wife because she's, you know, showing off her ankles in those capri pants. So, I think you're on probation. When you turn 18, your record gets expunged. Also, your parents, like, from an outside observer standpoint, kind of suck. Definitely kind of suck. So maybe more than kind of. Anyway, that was fun. That was a fun segment. Let me take it off the main screen for a second. I'm going to run to the bathroom.